Welcome to the Hall of Emperors. As soon as you enter the hall, under the large window, it is possible to admire a splendid 15th century Sienese chest in walnut wood, with boxwood inlays on which an 18th century wooden horse-shaped mask is placed. The two 16th century busts of Roman emperors, which we find on the wall, give the room its name. The works both show strong, stocky men. In the center of the two is a marble sculpture depicting Hercules, whose story is known all over the world. On the refectory table, there is a lectern on which it is possible to admire three Indonesian ritual masks in painted wood from the 19th century. On the right, a palmatoria, that is, a candle holder with a long arm at the end, of which there is a little cylindrical seat for the candle. On the left of the lectern, a lamp holder from the 19th century. At the side of the entrance to the cellar, a splendid pala by Luca di Niccolo di Paolo de Metellica, depicting a Madonna and child, crowned by the angels between St. Augustine and St. Catherine of Alexandria, from the last quarter of the 15th century. The gold leaf first catches your eye. As you move through the painting, you will notice in the center the Madonna standing with a branch of lilies in her right hand and with a child in her arms. The latter takes a finger of his mother with his left hand, while in the other he holds a small cross. The Madonna is enclosed in an almond of radiated light, with a golden background, closed by a marble parapet. Two angels at the top crown the Virgin, while the two others open the curtains to make her appearance possible. On each side, they are kneeling. On the left, St. Augustine, easily recognizable for his apostolical attributes and for the belted habit. And on the right, St. Catherine of Alexandria. The latter's identity is assured by her inscription in her halo, even though she curiously holds in her hands a head of flowering roses that is much better suited to St. Dorothy, perhaps suggesting a rethinking in the process. Both the Madonna and the two saints rest on a chair of heads. If the attribution to the mark painter Luca di Paolo is shared, the place of origin of the painting is still inaccurate. It was probably confined to the city of Metellica where he worked. The original appearance of the work also remains unknown, which in any case must have had the at least two pillars inserted on the sides of the frame, containing four tablets on each side with the announcing angel, the Annunciated Madonna, and four other figures of saints now dispersed in various collections. The presence between St. Nicholas of Tolentino and St. Monica makes it plausible that the complex was originally located in a hermit environment, probably in the Augustinian church of Metellica. We now enter the cellar in which a collection of objects for domestic, agricultural, and artisanal use of various ages and origins is exhibited. Among the many objects, we point out in the left corner a childbirth chair, and in the right corner a commode room, in wood, both from the 19th century. Leaving the cellar, in display case 11, we find various objects of use from the 18th to the 20th century. On shelf 2, two straws of the 20th century, finished in silver, to drink mate, a typical Argentine drink. On shelf 4, a beautiful example of a 16th century Bonchinello lock. On the wall are two paintings, respectively an oil on canvas by Giuseppe Maria Crespi, depicting St. Aloysius Gonzaga, who adores the crucifix of the 18th century, and an anonymous Aretino of the 17th century, depicting St. Denaro, patron saint of Arezzo. Both works are a part of the bank collection. In the display case 10, artifacts of African art from Ghana of the 20th century. On shelf 2, a collection of combs of various types, ages, and provenance. On shelf 3, a small scale, spoons, and weights for powdered gold, as well as a necklace and ornamental gold plaque. Moving on to display case 9, bronzes and modern plaques are exhibited. On shelf 1, we find a Lyceum Apollo, attributable to Pier Jacopo Bonacolosi, known as the Ancient of the 15th to 16th century. Then a Hercules, in silver in an act of lashing a club blow, from the 19th century. On shelf 2, a beautiful 17th century bronze medallion depicting the Grand Duke of Tuscany, Cosimo II, who was a Medici. Following in display case 8, we see glazed ceramics and archaic majolica from the various periods and origins, from Duoto, Montelupo, and Alto Lazio. Among these are bowls, basins, salt shakers, and mugs dating back to between the 14th and 16th centuries. On the Fortino table in the center of the room, it is possible to admire a collection of ex votos in silver from the 19th century. On shelf 1 and 2 of showcase 7, an important and vast collection of Etruscan and Roman bronzes, cultural and votive, from the 3rd century BC to the Imperial Age. On shelf 3, a series of statuettes in ex voto from the 4th to 1st century BC. In showcase 6, a collection of Attic ceramics from the 6th to 5th century BC. At the center of shelf 1, a kylix, a broad wine drinking cup, with running athletes, perhaps by the painter of the runners. On the left, an alope, a type of wine pitcher, with an Amazon or knight. In the center of shelf 2, Trilobati mouth nokoe, another type of wine pitcher, with dancing maenads. On shelf 3, a laconic stirrup crater. Moving on to showcase 5, we find objects coming mainly from southern Italy, mostly from Daunia, currently Puglia, dating back between the 6th and 3rd centuries BC. On shelf 1, in the center, is Tanagrina in terracotta, representing the cloaked female figure from the end of the 4th century to the beginning of the 3rd century BC. A stupendous sculpture of great artistic value, certainly created in Tanagra, which is a region of Greece, and widely imitated, since its origin both in Taranto and in Asia Minor. On the left, we see a palique aquila, a type of vessel used for holding liquids, depicting a scene conventionally called the meeting, or the engagement, of the 4th century BC. On shelf 2, in the center, a beige clay ola, a type of ceramic jar with monochrome decoration of the 6th century BC. Following are single-handled bowls with a band decoration of the 4th century BC. On shelf 4, a pair of Panathenaic amphora, traditionally used to hold olive oil and to be given as a prize at Panathenic games, with red paint decoration, 4th century BC. In showcase 4, on shelf 1, in the center, Etruscan amphora with boxing scenes by the painter of group 883 of Munich from the end of the 6th century BC. The work is to be considered very rare, as very few examples of this artist are known. On shelf 2, a group of Etruscan/Corinthian ceramics decorated with theories of birds. See the alabastron, the kylix, and the paiatello from Volci from the first half of the 6th century BC. On shelf 3, a series of Etruscan bronze artifacts of various types. In the center of shelf 4, it is possible to admire a large brazier, which was used to burn material for light or heat. Etruscan art, Cerveteri, 6th century BC, a splendid artifact with cylinder decoration, a true masterpiece in terms of size, beauty, and conservation. Finally, in showcase 3, shelf 1, a series of Etruscan buccheri of the 7th and 6th centuries BC. On shelf 3, pithos, with cylinder decorations of rare elegance and formal balance, used for the conservation of grains, a splendid example of the refinement of Etruscan civilization that can be found in everyday objects. On the wall are exhibited a series of weapons in auction from the 16th to the 17th century, among which we point out, in the center, a parade lance in gilded pine wood, a Corsica with three blades, various halberds, and a hunting weapon with trapezoidal and stationary cusp. Your visit continues on the first floor.